Welcome to the ATL Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody. It's Anissa.
And it's Ellen.
And it's Anissa and Ellen
Raw. This podcast is not about Anissa and I coming on here and talking about, oh, woe is me, and this is my life, and this is what we did last week, and this is what I ate. And we talk a lot about things from our perspectives, but there are topics and things that we hope will speak to women of our age going through the same things. We're not here to give advice. This podcast is to bring other people and their perspective and their stories and their expertise to everybody out there.
Everybody has a story to tell. We're all storytellers, but being able to show up in your truth without being judged
exactly
is what we're about.
Hey, everybody, it's Ellen.
And it's Anissa.
And this is Anissa and Ellen Raw. Tell your story, girl. Tell it.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So I go to visit Ellen today at work, and I'm on the 14th floor, and she's on the 6th floor. So I go to get on the elevator, and the doors open, and there's a gentleman in the – I can't even call him a gentleman now, but – he's in the elevator. He steps out. I step in. I inhale. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. As the doors are closing and he's walking away, that boy, like, stunk up the elevator so bad. He had
what?
Well, you either, if you want to call it, he pooted or he farted or he passed gas. I don't know, whatever
No.
But it was so, so bad. I mean, it was so bad that I like had to hold my breath, and then I'm watching the floors go.
I would have pushed that door button open.
But then you know what I thought about too? I didn't do that. I thought
gone out, gotten another elevator, or gone to find him.
It didn't even go away by the time I got to the 6th floor. And then after I got off, I thought, oh,
somebody's
going to think that's me. But nobody else got in the elevator, because I was like, I would have turned around. Because then if you say it wasn't me, everybody goes, oh, yeah, right. You know,
well,
if
that happens,
says
we
it's
were talking
not me,
about when we were walking
you know
in.
It's you. Yeah.
We were talking about it. It happens in our fitness classes. Like, you'll be walking around. I'll be walking around the room. It happened Tuesday night in my AMP cycle class. I was walking around, and it was overwhelming. And I was like, they freaking better not think that's me, because it was not me. Yep. Like, it happens all the time.
Yep.
It's so rude.
Yep,
I mean, I know it's a natural body.
And then you're like, yeah. I mean, just take it outside. And don't do it in an elevator. There's nowhere for me to go.
Don't do it in a yoga class.
Oh, yeah. That happened to me before, too. I was in a yoga class, and someone, you know, it's quiet, and, you know, everybody's, you know, in their zen space.
I would be horrified, y'all. I would be horrified.
And one woman, like, and it was, you know, a relatively loud toot. And she says, oh, excuse me. And, you know, my friend who I was with just starts laughing.
I would have
a couple minutes later, my friend finally gets it together. Finally. And the woman does it again. And she actually says, excuse me again.
But at least she said, excuse me.
Then my friend is absolutely losing her shit and had to leave the class
because she
could not stop laughing.
That would have totally been me.
Yep.
I wouldn't. And you know me. I mean, for me to even be in that yoga class to begin with would have been hard to get me there. Right. I would have gotten any excuse to leave. Which, let me just say really quickly before we start talking about what we're going to talk about today. I've never laughed so hard at Sandy and Mia than I did Sunday morning, because we had this big fitness conference at our gym this past weekend, and one of the things that we had talked about attending, Sandy and Mia are two of our fellow instructors and teammates and friends, and we were all trying to figure out what we were going to take, and there was a meditation workshop, a two-hour meditation workshop, and in theory, I was like, that's for me. That's for me. But I had a boost on Friday and I was not feeling 100%. So I didn't go. And Sandy texts me right afterwards. And it was a wonderful workshop. It was an awesome workshop for people who already meditate. But for people who are not there yet, or maybe still working on it, it was excruciatingly
painful. It was like having your skin peeled off.
Because she asked them to meditate for 50 minutes.
That's a 5-0, not a 1-5.
And Sandy was like, oh my gosh, girl, you should be so glad you were there. We had to sit there and meditate for 50 minutes. She's like, I was it was the most painful thing. And Mia too. So yeah. The next day when I saw them at the gym, they were hysterical. Mia was like, 10 minutes felt like a whole day. She said, I didn't know we were going to have to sit there for 50. Yeah. So they weren't very comfortable. And then they had to write, they had to journal about it. And they both were like, I wanted to write. It was the most fucking painful thing I've ever been. You know, it wasn't like a true journal, but I was so glad I didn't do it because I would have been out of my mind.
Yeah.
Seriously. And then I was kind of making fun of Anissa. I was like, that would have been Anissa's jam. Like, Anissa's like, as I was driving into work today and I was reflecting, I had to write down an affirmation. I wrote an affirmation for it. And I'm like, what?
Yep. What?
What did you write? I know. And it's totally her jam. But that's why we, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, sign me up for that 50-minute meditation. I love it. But in all fairness, when I first started, 5 minutes was agony.
Yeah.
And I've been doing this for for 25 years.
Yeah.
So it's something that just develops over time. And that you would never, just like you wouldn't be someone who doesn't exercise at all and go out and run a half marathon or a marathon. That's basically what Sandy and Mia did.
Yeah.
They decided to sign up for a half marathon when they're
unbeknownst
couch
to them.
Potatoes.
Yeah. When they thought it was like a little 5K walking.
Yeah.
Like a little 5K they could walk.
Yeah.
But instead. So anyway, that
we digress.
Just funny. We digress. But we are going to talk about fitness related stuff today.
We are.
So this is something that we're very passionate about, and it's actually why we started this group and decided to do the whole raw movement. But it's been very prevalent, I think, in the last, I don't know why I've just noticed
three years,
it in the last
2 years.
Well, I'm literally saying in the last couple of months because,
well, I think it's we've noticed it more because it's actually come in through our front door.
Yeah.
You know, you would maybe see people on Instagram who you don't know or whatever do it, but now we actually are seeing it in real time in our own spaces.
And what we're talking about is just the how to say this without sounding
like we're pointing. So here I will point.
Okay.
So what we want to talk about is this whole
trend
of taking pictures. Now, I'm going to clarify and say instructors. I'm not saying that you are doing your own thing. I'm saying this whole trend of instructors taking selfies in the mirror and posting that as an advertisement to come to their classes.
And
or even just posting all the
time. Yeah, it's not just taking selfies in the mirror. It's the constant
posing
for photos. Now, let's just clarify this for a second. It's one thing to have, I'm sure, professional, to go and get professional photographs taken of yourself or your brand. And that, I totally get that. And there's nothing wrong with taking a selfie in the mirror, and there's nothing wrong with putting your camera out there and, you know, taking a bunch of photos of yourself. To some extent, you have to do that in our industry and to be a fitness instructor because it's part of the gig. You know, you want people to see who you are. You want to advertise yourself, promote yourself. Totally get that. What bothers us is there's nothing else. Does that make sense? Like there's no other, it's literally me, 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 me.
Right.
There's nothing else. And it's not just the photographs. It's the way they present themselves at the gym. It's the way that they present themselves in class. It's extremely narcissistic and self-absorbed. I'm trying to pick my words carefully.
Yeah, for me, when I think about it, if I see the post and you're facing the mirror at the front of the class and you know you've contorted your body, so you've got your butt sticking out a certain way, your arms a certain way, maybe you're wearing a midriff shirt, and if you're not, maybe you're angling so that the shirt comes up a little bit to show whatever you've got. But then in the background, I can see that there's people with equipment. So my idea is, if you're an instructor, why aren't you facing them? Mm-hmm. And why aren't you serving the people that you're there for? Because that ultimately is what it should be about. It should be about lifting up, motivating, encouraging, entertaining, teaching the people that are, that have quite frankly honored you with their presence.
Exactly.
Right? They have come and you're there for them, not for yourself. And I think it's so sad because I was thinking about when I first started kind of on my fitness journey that I, you know, so when I first, after my, the birth of my fifth child, you know, I weighed 180 pounds and I was not physically active. So, you know, I had to get into the gym and found things that I liked and found an instructor that I liked. And one of the things that I liked about him was that he was so encouraging. He was so about the people he was with. He asked us to share our goals with him. He encouraged us to sign up for events. He encouraged us to walk if we couldn't run. He, all of these things, right? And it wasn't like he was easy, but you never felt like he didn't have the belief in you.
Mm-hmm.
And if I would have been brand new at that point, and taken, been, you know, joined the gym. And when I joined, they told me to join the Facebook group so mm-hmm. that I could see what was going on. Like, we have the Facebook group at our club. And I saw that, I would be intimidated.
Right.
I would never want to go into those classes because I don't ever see pictures of the people that are in the class
mm-hmm.
or even people having fun. Any community, the pictures are just of the instructor showing their perfect body.
Right.
And how are the people who need it the most going to feel welcomed?
Well, let me backtrack for just a second, because this is kind of why we decided that we were going to talk about this today. So Anissa was just fed up. Like, she's just fed up, and she came in. We team taught a class a couple Sundays ago, and she came in. She's like, listen, let's take this selfie in this mirror, and I want to post about it. I want to write something about it. So we're like standing at the front of the, you know, I think there were a couple of dudes in there riding on the bike already. Yeah. We're trying to like stick our butts out and contort our bodies so that we can get this selfie. I mean, we're normally one takes, but we did at least four or five takes because we literally physically could not manage.
Oh, I didn't even know
photograph.
What to do with my free hand.
Yeah,
I was like,
we didn't know what we were supposed to be doing.
So to look like I'm a boss bitch.
Finally
in my, yeah,
got
it was
this
ridiculous.
Photo. And I love the way that she posted it. She said, does this photo make you want to come to my class? Does this photo make you want to follow me on social media? Does, you know, and it's just the two of us, you know, our butts sticking out. And she, you know, that's the whole point. It's, and she and I talked, you and I talked about this morning on the way in to work this morning. I know that there's a huge difference between instructors that have been teaching as long as I have, not necessarily Anissa, because Anissa, believe it or not, has only been teaching
like a decade.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I've been in the fitness industry for going on 30 years. But there's this huge difference between instructors that came up with us mm-hmm. versus instructors now. And it's all social media driven. It's completely social media driven because now you can show pictures of yourself. You can go follow other fitness instructors. You can go follow other fitness pros and see what they're doing. And, you know, there's this need to, or they're just the ability to say whatever it is you want to say with one photograph. And on the one hand, that's awesome. On the other hand, it just breeds and feeds sort of a little bit of a narcissistic attitude, especially in our, you know, industry, because it's very, you know, it's changed a little bit more. You know, I remember I was telling Anissa this morning when I first started teaching classes, I don't ever remember like worrying about what my body looked like or you know, if I was tiny enough to wear something where my belly showed, or I don't ever remember any of that. I just remember being so excited to
for the people that were there,
the people. And, you know, you didn't take photos and post them anywhere, but, you know, I do remember watching ESPN Fitness Pros. Do you ever watch, Brian, do you ever remember ESPN Fitness Pros? So back then, you know, when ESPN first came out, they had the ESPN Fitness Pros, and you could go on there and you could watch, and, you know, Denise Austin or,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. All of these. Yeah. And they would have, have all of their videos on there. And I literally would set the VCR and tape them, because then I would come home and I'd rewind them and I'd write down the choreography and I'd, you know, follow it. I would copy it. And they were always like in a studio, you know, with their outfits, and they always kind of matched. But then there was the one, do you remember Gilad, who
yes.
would be like out on the beach
yes.
and they would have these, and they'd be like in thong outfits, and they would be out in some, you know, fancy tropical place. I never once thought at that time, oh my gosh, you know, I would never go out there and wear a thong and get myself. I never thought that about anything. But now it's just so, the industry is so driven to post these photos of you, you know, with your cleavage showing or your midriff showing, or, you know, everything is sleek and everything is very filtered, that we don't look like, you know, I hate to tell you all, and if you, this is going to disappoint some of y'all, we don't look like that when we teach class. Okay. Like, I get up, I'm about to come into the gym and sweat, so I'm not going to put a full face of makeup on. There's nothing wrong with it if that's your gig and that's your jam. But, you know, I try to be as real as I can. I'm not there to look beautiful. I'm not there. I mean, we have to have some sort of presence.
Well, here's the thing. It's not about you.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Well, but we have to have some sort of presence. I mean, you know, it's still our job. It's
correct.
You know, we're still in there.
You're not going to walk in, you know, your pajama pants
right.
and stuff like that.
Now, you know, as if I were coming to take a class, which, you know, I could.
Yep.
I probably have done that in the past. But so we do have to have some stage presence, and we do have to represent the gym and our, you know, our team and our community a certain way. So, no, we were not going to go in there and look like we, you know, we just came off the street and are going to teach in our jeans, whatever. But at the same time, there's something to be said about being approachable mm-hmm. and
welcoming.
And, you know, I'm not saying that we feel like we're all celebrities and but to some extent, you know, our folks come in and they come to us to help them with their goals and stuff. So, you know, we've got to know our shit and we've got to look like we know our shit. But that doesn't mean, you know, wearing a tiny, you know, sports bra and tiny tights and posing for a picture and posting it. This is my schedule this week. That doesn't necessarily mean.
And we're not saying, like, for instance, I see some wonderful pictures of instructors
yeah.
that are smiling or things like that. And here's when I'm going to be here this
right.
week. But they also have other things. They might post a quote occasionally, or they might post their participants, or they might post
yeah.
a picture of the whole group together after
right.
class. I'm not saying that you can't sometimes have a picture, even if someone, like, there are some pictures that you've taken of me that I love
yeah.
when I'm in action, right?
Right.
And I would use those. But that's not my sole purpose of being there, to promote myself. And I think that that's what frustrates me, is this is supposed to be a service industry. And one of the things that I'm going to say is probably, I probably could get my hand slapped for, but I'm going to say it anyways. So the gym that we work for a couple of years ago changed and does not refer to us as instructors anymore.
Right.
They refer to us as performers.
Right.
And I think that that is what they're attracting. They're
yeah.
attracting people who like that stage and that mic, just like a performer,
mm-hmm.
and they are there for them and not there for the people in front of them.
And one thing that I noticed too this past weekend is, at this fitness conference is there's just there's a fine, or not a fine line, but we're performers. We get up on we literally are on a stage, and we're up there, and we've got to command attention, and we've got to know what we're talking about, and we've got to some extent, you know, project our personalities and project our voices, so that the people in the back row can see us, you know, totally get that. And then when you're in a cycling studio and it's super dark, totally get that. But you also have to be who you are. And if you get up there and you sound like the instructor that's in the other studio, same tone of voice, same words you're using, same everything, the individuality of your uniqueness and who you are and what you bring to the table is not there. It's noticeable. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
And so, yes, we're supposed to be performers, and yes, we're not acting. We have to be authentic in who we are and what we're you know, giving to our members.
And that's the thing. Can we give, you know? And that was when I posted that, I think that was how I ended it. Stop, turn around and face the people you're serving, because you cannot be about yourself and about someone else at the same time.
It's difficult.
And if you're in front of those people making a difference, because I got news for you, none of us is doing this to pay our bills, right? This needs to be something that you just love, that you love being the people, or you love the atmosphere, or you love the community, because you're not going to, you know, it's not like if you're a fitness instructor, you're making this huge bank. I mean, I guess if you're teaching 400 classes a week or whatever, you can make it work, but we're all there, supposed to be there, because we love it. And with that comes, I think, a certain humility that you even get to do it, right? There's this humbleness of, oh my gosh, I can't believe you guys even show up. Like, I'm honored that you week after week want to get out of the bed and come at a 5:30 class and push yourselves and do all of those. And I'm humbled and honored by their presence and motivated by them. And I can't do that if I'm checking my own reflection.
Well, and I totally agree. So, you know, we don't know. I don't know every fitness pro that I follow personally, obviously. You know, there are certain fitness pros that I definitely follow for certain reasons. And some, you know, their personality, I love them, you know, things like that. So I know that sometimes what's projected on Instagram, in social media is just that. It's a projection of, you know, whatever it is their brand is, whatever they want everybody to see. And, you know, you do that in a photo, especially on Instagram, you do it in one, you know, you post one photo and it's got to speak to your brand or who you are. So I know that I'm not saying that fitness pros that constantly post all these pictures of themselves, you know, posing or doing videos out on the beach in a thong bikini are terrible instructors or not very nice people. I'm not saying that at all, but it's very interesting to have been recently in the last several months to have observed in person some folks that are literally what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Literally. Have no clue what's going on in the class because they are so absorbed in, you know, the facial gestures and with their biceps. I literally saw somebody do a bicep curl and look at their biceps while they're
teaching
and rarely looking at the people in their class.
That's so sad to me,
because
we have the opportunity to really help people. We have the opportunity, and we do help people. You and I hear it. I mean, we have the opportunity to really make a difference in people's lives, and our country is sick.
Yeah.
And people are going through a hard time, and sometimes that 60 minutes on a bike or in a class or on a yoga mat is the time that they're able to get away from caring for a sick parent, or get away from any circumstance in their life that is challenging them, or it's the place where they go where they feel the most welcomed. Mm-hmm. That's the place where it's their sanctuary.
How can you promote and be a member of a community if you don't know the people in your community?
If you only post a picture of yourself, how is that community?
Well, let me tell you a story. So it's not even a story. I'll clarify for anybody who's out there that takes my classes and wonders about this, if you've never heard me talk about it. And Anissa and I think we discussed this a couple of weeks ago in the percentage. When I teach class, mm-hmm. I'm probably maybe 70-30. So 30% of me in class in an hour does the actual exercise and works out with the crew, mm-hmm. Within the class, excuse me. And 70% is walking around, checking everybody, encouraging them, getting in their faces, smiling at them, making jokes. In the last maybe year or two, it's probably been more like 80-20 because of just not having the energy and not feeling 100%. But people ask me, why don't you take the class with us? Why don't you, while you're teaching, why don't you do the class with us? Why don't you do all the exercises? Why don't you ride on the bike? Okay, I used to. You know, back in the day, I used to. But when I have 50 people in a class, or I'm in a studio, a cycle studio where the lights are out and the lights are flashing and every bike has a butt in it, there's no way I can know what's going on with my class if I'm doing the class with you. I mean, there's just no way. You know, if I'm lifting the weights at the same time that I'm trying to teach you and I'm trying to watch everybody, I'm trying to encourage you. Now, that's just me. Mm-hmm. My philosophy is I'm a coach. And you don't see, you know,
the football coach out there playing the game with the boys.
Yeah, he doesn't go. He doesn't run in and say, mm-hmm. "Hey, give me the ball. I'm going to take it." Mm-hmm. He coaches. So that's just me. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't mean that your instructor that is up there doing the entire class with you is not paying attention. That's not it at all. Not it at all. But that's who I am. I like to get off the stage and go up. I love the people in class. I like to go right up to them and make fun of them in a positive way, right. You know, and it's usually, you know, it's not even making fun of them. It's usually making fun of me and saying something funny, you know, especially with the guys in class, mm-hmm. you know, or encouraging them coming up, or, you know, correcting something. And it's, especially if you're new, coming up and saying, "Hey, you're doing an awesome job." Or, you know what, if you can't keep up with what's going on, going up and reassuring them that it's okay.
Yeah,
that
they can't keep up.
Yeah, or that they're doing their own thing.
Yep.
So that's just me. But I've seen in the last couple of months, you know, some instructors that are literally, and I've had one person in particular tell me that's their workout. Like, that's when they get their workout done, and they're so awesome and they love it because they teach so many classes a week, and they're just, you know,
I think too that there are some that are competing with their participants, and I think that's a shame too, because once again, it's not about you. And mm-hmm. you know, I know we're all busy, and so if that is the time that you're able to exercise is why you're teaching, I can understand that that happening. Mm-hmm. But your number one priority is still the people in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're getting paid to do, and you signed up for that.
Yeah.
It's not your membership time.
Right. It's definitely not. And then there's those moments where, I just think about what would happen if somebody in your class, if something happened to somebody in your class and you had no clue that it was happening in the back of the class because you literally barely glanced around the class to see how everybody's doing. Like if somebody was in distress or something happened and I know almost everything that's going on in my class because I tune in because that's how important it is to me.
And I think that when you, if you take the time to get to know the people that are in front of you and you start to make those connections with them, you're opened up to this opportunity to really shine the light on them.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know, that could be such a difference maker for mm-hmm. them. You don't even have to know what's going on in their life. That is so much better than just being focused on you. I want to talk to you girls out there that are doing this, and I want to tell you, you're missing it. When you're missing the good stuff of being an instructor.
It's not, you know, being an instructor is, I think some people want to be an instructor because they think it's very glamorous to be up on stage and they like the attention, and it's hard work, y'all. It's really, really hard work, and you are responsible for every single person that is in your class from the moment you step into that studio until it's done. You are responsible for every single person in that class.
Yeah, except for that jackass that you told to put the 15s down and they don't. I'm not responsible for them.
That, exactly.
When I sit there and say, you ain't going to want those 15s, you need
you
to get
some
8s.
You don't know what these people, it's like Anissa said, you don't know what these people are going through. You don't know what they may need. You don't know why they've come in. And so yesterday, another instructor and I, Angela and I, were it was announced that we're team members of the month at the club. So every month there's, you know, an instructor is a team member of the month. So we our studio manager Josh posted it, and I was getting all these texts. I didn't know, I was at work, I had not checked my phone, and so it's awesome and so thankful and love our team. So last night, I don't know, I was getting ready to lay down and go to bed, and I had a DM from a woman that takes both of our classes. She's very active in our in our fitness community, and I'm not going to say her name, but we both love her, and she's the nicest person. And I remember when I first met her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember, unfortunately, I don't remember exactly how. I shouldn't say I remember when I first met her. I remember when she started coming to classes. Mm-hmm. So the moment that I first met her, I don't specifically remember what class it was, but she DM'd me last night and she just said, you know, congratulations, so deserving. You are so inspirational because you love all of us so much. And I just want to thank you because I was so intimidated to come in to class, not only because she'd never really exercised regularly. She didn't know very many people.
She was new to the club.
She was new to the club.
From a different country.
She's from a different country. And she was like, she said, she told me that I actually hugged her. And I'm a hugger. I hug everybody. And I have to try to tell people. Sometimes I'll go up and say, okay, if you don't want me to hug you, I'm going to warn you. I'm going to hug you. She's like, you hugged me and you started my experience here on a very positive note. And I always look into, when I go in to teach on Tuesday night, and so when I tell the story, this person's going to know what I'm saying, who I'm talking about. Sandy, another one of our teammates who we were talking about earlier, she teaches a fit class in Studio One. And so I'm always going back and forth getting towels and getting the mic because the instructor office is right next to the door. Studio One and Studio Two. So I was just kind of looking there, and I try to get Sandy's attention, and I'll wave, and I can hear her over the mic, Ellen. But there are the ladies that are right next to the door. I'll stick my tongue out, or I'll open the door, and I'll say, you know, y'all better sweat more than that, or I'll say something funny. And she's one of those people that stands right mm-hmm. there. And she said that every time she sees my face on Tuesdays through that window, it makes her so happy. And so that's what we're talking about. That is what we're talking about.
And so I want to say to you out there, does that make you want to come to her class?
Yes, exactly.
Does that make you want to follow her on social media? Because it should. because she doesn't care if you have abs of steel or a tight ass, and you shouldn't care if she does either.
Well, I don't have them right now, right. But I'm, you know, but eventually maybe I might have them back.
Right,
I used
because
to.
We love you, and we're there for you, and we want the best for you, and we want you to achieve whatever you're there for, whether that's your sanity or some muscle or a friendship or a smile or a hug. That's why we're there. And those of you out there that are not giving that to your people, you either need to come over to the light side because you're in the dark side, sister. You need to come over to the light side or you might want to take up a new hobby.
And, you know, we talk about this in general and it's, you know, I feel like in the last several years, like we really started to talk about giving, you know, giving of yourselves and making a difference in people's lives. And there's like nothing better than that. There's nothing better than knowing that you were instrumental in helping somebody achieve a goal or making somebody feel better because they had a shitty day. And you didn't know that, but you came in and you were your authentic self and you were so happy to see, like, I can have the shittiest day. And I've written about this. I've posted about this on social media. When I'm really going through a moment, I should say, with my menopause and my energy levels and stuff, when I'm having a moment, which I have had a lot, I haven't had as many lately. And I can tell you, I can count however many times I can tell you exactly when I pulled up into the parking lot and sat in my car and just cried because I was exhausted and I didn't know where I was going to pull the energy to go in there and teach the class. And I would walk in, I would literally trudge into the gym and I would get my shit together and I'd take a deep breath and I'd walk in and then you see the people that you know and the front desk and I always go and hug and kiss Jordan in the Life Cafe. He's our manager and then another instructor because that makes me feel better. But I go up there and I see these people who are, I see all the time that are my regulars or even the people that are coming and going from other classes. And I love them so much. And I forget that I don't have any energy. Mm-hmm. I forget. I feel so good. And we just throw love at each other. And it just is the best thing in the whole world, you know, like at the moment. And that's what it's all about.
That is what it's all about. And I hope that if you're out there listening and it gets you to rethink why you're there, we did our job tonight.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about Anissa.
I know.
All right, let's do our spiel. Are you ready?
Yes.
You can hear the Anissa and Ellen Raw just about everywhere.
Hell yeah, you could Google us, yo.
To listen on demand, you can visit one of our media locations, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and ATLPodcastnetwork.com. I'm used to saying ATLPN.
Oh, for goodness sakes. You can also hear scheduled podcasts from the network streaming 24/7 on our website as well. Google ATL Podcast Network or Anissa and Ellen Raw to find
y'all
our
hit
show.
Hit up ATLPodcastnetwork.com and check out the
there.
Streaming. Yeah. Check it out. You feel better?
I always feel good.
I always feel good too.
Yeah. Peace out, mama.
Peace out. Talk to you later.